Sabria, Paul, we heard a little bit about what you're doing previously, but would you tell us the history of how you come to be in Tibet?
Yes. The whole Tibetan project started, of course, with my university, or with my studies of Tibetology. And actually, to be able to study Tibetology, I created a braille system for the Tibetan script. This braille system is actually based on the six-dot braille system, which is used all over the world, but it is constructed with the general rules of the Tibetan syllable script. So it's very, very exact. It can be translated exactly from Tibetan script into the Tibetan braille script. So when I discovered the system, or invented the system, of course I first did it just for my own use, and then I heard about that there was no such system in Tibet, and I decided to go to Tibet to show to the officials there, and also to find out whether blind people can learn this system. Yeah, and that was how I came to Tibet.
So what year was that, Sabrina?
That was in 1997.
And how did you come to meet Paul? Were you there already, Paul?
I was there. I was traveling as a backpacker. And the first night I came to Tibet, Sabrina told me the story about what she had planned, that she was planning a school or a training center for blind people. And I said, okay, as a joke, I said, okay, give me a ring when you're ready, and then we do this together. So 9 months later, Sabrina called me. And then I decided to quit my job, and then 5 days afterwards we went to Tibet together to start this project. This was May 1998.
So where exactly are you in Tibet now?
We are based in Lhasa. We are not so far from the center city of Lhasa, from the Barkhor, which is the pilgrim's road. It's a very, very famous pilgrim's road which goes around the heart of Tibet, which is the Jokhang Temple. And we are not so far from that. We live actually in a house of a family of which belonged to the 13th Dalai Lama. And first we rented some rooms in this house because we were thrown out of another building, and so we came there and we said, can we rent some rooms? And then they said they want to sell the house. And at that time, we didn't have any money. We didn't have a penny to pay for the house, but we just said, okay, we want to buy it. And because I was writing a book at that time, I thought, okay, if the book is going to become famous, then we can pay off. So we signed a contract for 6 months. We said, okay, within 6 months, we can pay the house. And it was quite expensive, actually. Yeah? So we took really a big, big risk. And then, we signed the contract, and I wrote the book. We published it, and it was a big success in Germany. So we could pay it off and within 6 months. We just had one week delay. But otherwise, it was great. And now we have a new house built next to it. So we have this old house, which is really nice, and we have a new house in Tibetan style built next to it. And actually, Paul designed everything and led the construction of the new building.
So the house is now a school?
Yes, the house is a training center where we cannot really call it school, because school, then we would work under the education department of the Tibet Autonomous Region. Okay. We have a training center. We call it Rehabilitation and Training Center for Blind People, which contains a preparatory school for children aged from 3 to 15. And they are learning the different braille systems. They are also taught in three different languages, and of course in mobility skills and daily living skills and all kinds of very important things. Then we have a vocational training center where people are trained in professions that are on one hand very important and needed in the Tibetan society, and on the other hand these professions have to be adaptable for blind people. So we have medical massage and physiotherapy and animal husbandry, agriculture. We also are going to do cheese production, also Western cheese production. So we are creating right now a new cheese, which is called Lhasarella. And this is, of course, liked by Tibetans and by Westerners. And we teach people in computer studies.
These children that you have, do they come daily, or do they stay with you? How far do they come?
We have children that live in Lhasa, and they come in the morning, okay. And in the afternoon they go home again. But we also have children that come from very remote areas, like maybe 1,000 or 1,500 kilometers away from Lhasa. So they come to our place, so it's a boarding school. They stay within the project for 1 to 2 years, and then after that we want them to self-integrate. And this is a new term, because we want to give them the confidence that they go out in society and integrate themselves into regular schools or into jobs, like when they come out of the vocational training.
And what sort of age do you take children from?
The children are from 3 to 15, and it doesn't really matter. They are also all together in the classes. Well, the very young ones, they are together in the mouse class. So from 3 to 7, they study together. And then from 7 to 15, it doesn't really matter. It just matters if how far they are with their studies.